We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
This is Heat Beat with Giancarlo Nava and Ryan Goins.
Welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast. I'm Giancarlo Navas, and here with me is a Brian Goins, who is making his triumphant return to the podcast full time, and Jorge Corrales. Boys, how are you? Did I say your name right?
You got it. You nailed it.
Yeah, I got
Jorge Corrales.
Yeah, I nailed it. And I nailed Harrison's name, Citrin, last time. So I was proud of myself.
Once you know Harrison's name, it's not so bad.
It does spell so weird. It does. It looks like Key Smash.
Eight consonants and a Y.
Gianni, you used that intro like five times now.
Hi, Brett. What intro?
Harrison's last name?
Yes, well, because I'm fascinated by it. I'm never going to get over it. It's like I do FIU radio and I cover the tennis team. There are a lot of European names that I'm so scared of on air. And I always preface like, I'm sorry, whoever you are. And I'm going to say this and it's going to be wrong. And I apologize.
It's getting old. It's getting old.
I let them know on the front end. But I know. And like my co-hosts are like, you have to stop doing that. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I just have so much shame.
Shame.
I'm filled with shame. You know who... I was going to try to do a shame segue into Gerald Green, but I'm not even going to
try. Oh, gosh.
Okay.
That segue was shameful.
Yeah.
Tease it later. No, tease it later.
There we go. All right.
Tease it later.
Where do we want to start?
Can you start on the Rockets game? Start on a good note?
Well, we start on the Rockets game. That's not much Gerald Green, except he went like 2 for 9.
That's Gerald Green. That's the most Gerald Greeny game ever. Well, the Rockets game was fun. Well, funny because like they looked terrible in the first half, and then they looked so good in the second half.
They looked terrible in the beginning of the third quarter too. It wasn't half.
Well, I didn't see that. I went to go to the bank. That took longer than expected. It took more than halftime. But I didn't see any of the awful of the third quarter. But yeah, they looked.
Just got there for the good.
Yeah, I just got just in time for the comeback. Eric Reed was all giddy, and I'm like, oh, we here.
I love Coach Tony during comebacks because he gets so excited time something happens.
Do you remember last season when Twitter was accusing Coach Tony of drinking wine during the broadcast? Because like he would just be out of it, dude. And like
really, that started last year.
No, I mean it's been a thing, but just like last year, it seemed evident at one point in the year. Like, dude, I'm pretty sure he was drinking wine during broadcast.
Emergence of social media, dude, right there.
The what?
That's the emergence of social media, right there.
Poor Tony.
Heat Twitter in its prime.
He has
dude, let him. I love that dude. He can do whatever he wants.
I love him too. Yeah, him in his smoker's voice. I love it. Because he sounds like he's been smoking since he was 8.
He probably has, dude.
I love that.
Look at that mustache. You don't develop that kind of mustache if you don't start smoking it at least like 9, 10 years old.
His car smells like an ashtray, I'm sure.
I picture Coach Tony driving like a really old, like 1995 Pontiac.
No, I was going to say like a station wagon.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely a station wagon. There's no way that guy drives a car past the year 2000.
No, he drives a station wagon and he goes home and he watches basketball and drinks wine and smokes cigarettes. Do you remember when he was being kind of creepy and hitting on like the sideline reporters? What's the girl? What's the blonde girl that they have?
Was it Allison Williams?
Creepy or like a total Mac? Is that what you're saying?
Yo, it felt creepy.
Joanna Gomez, yeah.
Who was hot?
Oh yes.
And the other guy, the other girl. I'm sorry. Oh, I don't forget. She's the one that does it now. The blonde girl.
I think it's Allison.
No, I think it's Kristen. I don't know.
Could be mixed up with the Marlins one.
George, you know what I'm talking about.
You're not going to catch me with sideline reporters. I don't know anything about those.
Okay, well, he
except Jax, that's my boy.
I don't like Jax. I love popular.
Really? You don't like Jason Jackson?
Am I alone that I don't like Jason Jackson?
You might be, at least here.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. He's too corny. Like, he's so cheesy.
My mom and stepdad actually met Jason Jackson in Cleveland last Friday.
Ew.
They were at the game.
Why were they in Cleveland?
And they met Jason Jackson.
Yeah, why were they in Cleveland?
My stepdad has family up there. Unfortunately,
your poor stepdad.
Yeah, poor guy. Well, he lives here. He's okay, but his family is really in the shitter.
I'm only making fun of Cleveland because it's funny. So sorry, Cleveland people.
I actually have one of those Cleveland opening night shirts. I have it in my house. I'm not sure what to do with it.
Where?
Why don't you burn it? No. You burn that shit.
I wanted to like deface it, but in a classy way where I could still wear it.
Sleeping shirt.
You burn it when we beat them in the Eastern Conference Finals.
That's a good
sleeping shirt. I'll wake up with like my tits all green. I'm not gonna wear that. Come on, man.
You have an allergic reaction, it burns.
Of course, a rash or something.
That's a ball shirt. You can use it to play ball.
Yeah, I get run out of the court, dude.
I have volleyball shirts. You can play other sports other than basketball.
Never.
Okay. I have a San Antonio Spurs shirt from the championship they won. After LeBron left. I didn't want it. My roommate gave it to me.
No, I don't care what.
Well, that's stuck with thumbtacks.
Well, you're a communist.
What kind of communist?
Like a bad one.
A Marxist.
I want to be a good one.
Like the Venezuelan types.
I want to be like the one from Bridges.
How did we go from the beginning of the third quarter of the last Rockets game to this, to communism?
Coach Tony and his ashtray.
Coach Tony. We got off on a tangent like Coach Tony does every single game.
Yeah, okay. Eric. Eric.
Eric. You see, Eric.
My favorite is the explain a clear path call.
Oh my god. We see how you see when the play and you have the one play in front of him, one play behind him. And then when the one play is behind him, if there's nobody in front of him, it's a clear path foul. This is the two shots in the ball.
I love that. He does that every time. Every time. It's like, Tony, we know.
Coach, we've been watching this broadcast for 20 years now, all right?
Like, we know what a clear path is.
It's for the younger generation.
I feel like maybe every time there's one guy, it's like, wow, this guy's really informative. I had no idea what that was.
He helps one guy broadcast, and the other 1,000 are laughing at him.
That's who he talks for. That's who Coach Tony speaks for.
They taught me basketball. I went in not knowing anything, and Coach Tony taught me about basketball. Taught me about pick and roll.
I know a whole lot.
I know the same thing. I only know a couple things. That's all he talks about. Okay, so yeah, the Rockets game.
Can you guys pinpoint one thing that kind of like sparked that? Because I really can't.
Small ball.
The whole game.
I missed the beginning of the third quarter, so I don't know.
I watched the game.
Was it small?
Well, they're growing either Bosh or Hassan and not both, which I
think is interesting. That was really interesting. I noticed that at no point were they really in the game at the same time.
I saw this crazy stat. I'm going to try to find it about Whiteside. And when he's on the court, their offensive efficiency is 116. When he's off the court, it's 83. It's crazy.
I mean, I buy that. He's shooting like 70%+.
Hold on. Wait a second. That's like, I mean, I know it's only been four games, but that's a 30 point difference like in offensive.
Yeah. But guys getting high percentage shots.
Their 3-point percentage goes from 25% when he's off to 43% when he's on.
Not bad.
That's not an accident, man.
I believe that includes the Hawks game. I believe that also includes the Hawk game.
That was dreadful.
Where are you getting it from? NBA stats?
ESPN Next Level.
Ooh. That's new.
Yeah.
pretty trusted source.
Yeah, I would hope. But like that's like in like, I love how most of the media put him as a question mark when I didn't understand why. Like, was his play in question? Like, I felt the stuff he was doing was he wasn't Jeremy Lin. Like, he wasn't hitting threes and doing weird things.
Game-winning like, pull-up threes against the Raptors. No, he wasn't doing that.
He was rebounding and dunking, and he added, like, two post moves that guys his size should have. And how is that surprising to anybody?
Just about the most consistent person last year.
Crazy. Brian, why did that surprise people?
Just because he's been bouncing around the league like 8 times, 8 different teams, 4 in the D League and then 3 or 2 in the NBA.
Why did 3? Think
the Kings, Grizzlies, and us now.
But he was doing things that are like, it's like you can tell that that's real. It's like, I understand if a guy goes through a hot streak shooting and you're like, okay. Or if a guy who's not scouted well is wreaking havoc off the dribble when he's kind of athletic and he's kind of getting you, like Jeremy Lin. But this guy is I think he had like the 5th highest contested rebound percentage last year for people who qualified, like competing with Zebo and DeAndre Jordan, guys higher than DeAndre Jordan, by the way, who I think led the league in rebounding. So he was getting rebounds in limited minutes most of the year, and
in traffic.
Yeah, in traffic, like that stuff. How does that change? How is that lightning in a bottle? That's just like I'm stronger than you.
No, let's be honest. Most people were watching Heat games last year.
That's the truth. Even the people that were, Lebatard is like, I don't know if he's gonna be good, and like I'm like, what do you mean that? He's the one I know is gonna be good.
He's the only thing I know.
Like I know he was gonna be good, and everything else, I picked him in the 4th round of my fantasy team. He better be good.
You see what I'm thinking is that maybe just people thought it was maybe good too good to be true last season, because a guy that has bounced around so much, maybe you think, oh, well, this is, I mean, there's no way he can keep this up, because if not, he wouldn't have been bounced around. He would have stuck where he was.
It was crazy because there was no precedent for, like, him happening.
It's true, yeah.
But he helped that Rockets run along with just the complete collapse of the Rockets and Justice Winslow, okay, who played great.
Played great defense.
He's very good.
He's very good. He's very, very good.
Oh, he helped offensively that game. Oh, but, dude, they have to, like, get him in layup lines. Like, he's a bad...
Oh, he missed. He missed an easy layup the other night.
Which was worse, the Euro step that he missed, or that other one? There was another one that he missed that was really bad.
Yeah, he had one on a clean fast break where he just whiffed.
Or that Wade miss last night against.
Oh my god! It's so funny that you tweeted that, because legit, everyone's asleep in my house and I just made the strangest noise
when
that,
like,
happened.
Oh, because he was like, you kind of cringe and you're like, ah.
Because you knew that was the game. You knew he missed that layup, and you knew, well,
and he never misses that.
It's the migraines.
Oh, God.
My sister was next to me, and she just turns, what the fuck is wrong with you?
That's wrong with me. That's what's wrong with me.
I rewound, and I was like, that Dwayne Wade missing, that's wrong with me. My poor sister. She was blogging. She's writing a Survivor Full Metal Alchemist fan fiction. I'm so embarrassing around the air.
Survival Full Metal Alchemist.
Survivor, like the CBS reality show.
That's what I'm saying. What kind of mashup is that?
George, it is the funniest thing I've ever read in my life. And I'm not saying that because it's my sister, but like it's so funny, and she writes everybody in character, and she writes the host of Survivor so well. It's the weirdest. It became a joke, and now it's like a full fledged thing, and it has like 8 chapters, and it's really funny.
Okay. See, I wouldn't know what Full Metal Alchemist was if I didn't have friends like you.
Yeah, see, I'm here for you, buddy. That's funny. Anyways, okay. No more Full Metal talk.
Samesies.
All right, let's move on from that Rockets game, because, yeah. I mean, that's not the most recent thing that I'm
Mind. Also, about the Rockets game is I just think that was really lucky. Like, I don't want to – like, they really – like, they dug themselves that hole in the first half, and I don't think the Rockets are going to play that bad ever again.
I mean, except for the first 2 games of the year.
No, but that second half was really bad.
Oh, man, I think they were outscored, like, by 39 points in that second half.
That team's too good. And we know that team's good. Like, that team's not bad. I mean,
that's a team that thought they could skate by without Dwight Howard and beat this Miami Heat team.
Well, I don't blame them, because they had OKC the next night. Like,
yeah.
Want to win.
I think they beat OKC the next night, right?
They did.
Huh? There you go. Dwight helped. So, they're ipso facto, by the transitive property, the Heat are better than OKC.
This is a sports show. Don't use big words. We weren't all sports directors like you, George.
Whoa. You dropped the line, not me.
Former sports director, George. I'm former almost fired, then quit and returned FIU Beacon staff writer.
You made like the most like roundabout way back possible.
No, hold on. Brian, are you aware of the story? and this is self-involved, but I don't care. I remember I was called into the former sports director's office, Reese, and he asked me in, and he's like, I'm going to talk to you. And he's pretty much said, well, you're awful, but I guess you're okay at radio, and a lot of people seem to like you, so I'm keeping you, but I wanted to fire you. And I was just like, what the fuck do I say to that?
And I mean, that's really going to motivate you, right?
And I was like, thanks. And then I walked out, and I was like, well, you're bad at radio, Reese. Yeah, and then everybody's like, yeah, dude, he really wanted to fire you. And like, Ruben, I don't know if you remember Ruben. Ruben's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I told him to keep you. I was like, I don't know what's wrong with him.
That's a pretty solid impression.
Then
that's your Dennis Rodman voice.
Yeah, that's my Dennis. And then I went to Miami-Dade for like a semester, and then they called me like, hey, do you want to join the radio to be a guest? And then I did twice, and then they're like, you want to come back? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna, yeah. I'll be back.
I'm back, baby.
In it.
And I'm a senior member. I get looked up to.
Yo, are we going to play a basketball game or something?
Yeah, the Beacon.
What happened to that?
Game. I don't know, man. You know how they are.
Oh, man. All right, this is not the time and place.
Heat Twitter Classic.
Brian feels left out.
Can we start a Heat Twitter Classic?
It's not really a great thing to be included in. It's not a whole lot of fun. I mean,
where is Heat Twitter Classic? Because I want to be in that.
Or Heat Beat Classic.
Let's commentate it. Let's live beat. Let's live stream it. Commentate.
Miami Heat Beat Classic.
No, that's the Heat Twitter Classic. And then we can be like, we're like the people's chap. Like, we're the people's blog. We totally are the people. Heat Beat is
by the people for the people.
Yeah, because like SB Nation is too corporate. Like, we're the people's blog.
That is true. So
I like that. We should put that somewhere.
That's our slogan. The people's blog.
It's called tagline.
Yes, the people's blog.
Tagline. Well, I mean, I guess it has a specific name.
The people's blog, man. Okay, we're all about the people.
Actually, you know where our tagline is right now? Did any of you guys notice? No. Where the pulse of Heat community lives. I don't know if you guys like that. When you Google search it, that's like the first four words.
This isn't a discussion we should have on here.
I had to come up with one like in a minute, so we can change it.
Well, I do want to talk about Gerald Green before I want to talk about the Hawk game. Because that's what the people care about right now. So Barry Jackson is reporting that Gerald Green was not arrested, according to the City of Miami Police Department.
That's good.
So, because it was funny because I was seeing reports, or not, I guess reports, but like...
There was a person tweeting from a high school TV station.
Some jerk, like, I've been reporter for CNN Live or
not
something.
Not CNN, it's a high school. I remember they're from FSPA. FSPA, they were one of the top high school TV station broadcast.
Yeah, he's an idiot, and I can't wait to shame him on the internet. But he was saying
publicly shame him.
He was like, "Oh, he was arrested at the Marquis Residence condominium," he was not arrested. He didn't get his facts right. The police did show up because of a mail down call, and according to a source at the Miami-Dade Fire and Rescue, he required assistance. They needed assistance for a combative patient at the address where Green lives, and Chalmers was there, and apparently Green was acting strange in the lobby of the condo, screaming at the top of his lungs.
Something I read on Heat Reddit I don't know how credible it is, but that somebody was sending text messages that they were in the lobby of this place.
I saw that.
That he had blood on his arms or something like that.
Barry Jackson's not reporting that, and I feel like that's an easy detail for Barry Jackson to get. I was going to call Barry Jackson Jared Jack. I don't know why.
Completely different people.
Yeah, it's such a whoa. Chalmers was there because I guess he lives in the same apartment building, and he went.
If there's ever trouble, Chalmers is freaking.
No,
there.
You know what's Jesus funny Christ. Is that. So there's a paragraph in here that says Heat guard Mario Chalmers, who lives nearby, was at the scene, tried to help and accompany Green in the ambulance to the hospital. According to TMZ, the Herald had confirmed that Chalmers was with Green at the hospital on Wednesday afternoon. So I imagine Chalmers, like, what is Chalmers thinking as he's in the ambulance?
Oh shit! I know my name is gonna come up on this stuff.
No, is it?
Can't trade me now.
They need me, or is it? Ah shit! Why do I always have to deal with things?
The first one,
like he was probably at home chilling, playing FIFA or 2K or something.
Looked at the skyline, looked at his window. He's like, "Damn, I gotta go help out."
No,
I don't want to leave this place.
He had to have gotten a call, right? Like, it's not like he knew. That's a shitty call to get.
Mario Chalmers signal.
Is he married or has a girlfriend? He has a kid. I know.
I mean,
he has.
Honestly,
he has a child.
As a player here in South Beach,
It's not South Beach.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What are you talking about?
South Beach. We're not. We're one of those guys.
Oh, Biscayne Bay. Get it right.
Yeah.
Biscayne Bay.
They don't live in South Beach. They live in Marquise Condominium. But that's crazy, man. I mean, like, I guess the question is, and I hate recklessly speculating, but what illness could he have had that he missed? And is it related to this? It would be too much of a coincidence for it not to be.
Well, there's
exactly
from what Jackson said.
It was undisclosed.
Yeah. Well, from what Barry Jackson is saying, there is no mental illness in his past. So.
Yeah, and also Barry Jackson reported that, and not I guess not reported, but stated how he's never been in trouble for off the court and for an off the court incident.
Right.
Never been suspended. Yeah,
this is a problem that when you signed Gerald Green, this is something that you didn't see as a problem.
Absolutely not.
As far as his inconsistency on the court and his lack of shooting when he gets cold, but this is something that you really didn't see as a problem off the court issues.
No. I don't know how much they would have researched it, but I mean, again, it would appear that he's... the NBA doesn't have like a troublemaking problem. Who's a troublemaker in the NBA? Who are you scared that's going to get in trouble?
J.R. Smith.
Other than J.R. Smith.
That's about it.
And he doesn't get in trouble. I just think he shows up to practice kind of drunk.
Just a little bit, though. Like, not super drunk. He's sweating it out, man.
He's sweating it out. To work a little drunk before.
Oh, like, absolutely.
There's nothing wrong.
A little bit of a headache. Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong that you woken up and you're still a little drunk and you're going to need a bagel and some cream cheese to get through the day.
The only guy I can think of right now is Javaris Crittenden.
And you got to reach for that. Yeah. You see, it's not one of those big name guys. You got to reach.
I don't know who that is.
The guy that in the locker room in the Wizards game after game.
Oh, Gilbert Arenas
gun in the chairs or something.
Yeah, I remember. So, like, it's just such a weird story to happen, especially to, like, him. It just kind of came out of nowhere.
Oh, man, guys, hold on. Breaking news tomorrow, free breakfast at Taco Bell.
Why?
So you know. Because of the World Series, because somebody stole a base in the World Series. I just saw a commercial. I feel like it's big news.
Brian loves Taco Bell, so you just made him very happy.
I've never had Taco Bell breakfast, so this is a big thing for me.
Sure. I'm a McDonald's breakfast guy.
Absolutely, yes, 100%.
But you know what's the best breakfast? Is the little Cuban windows where you get like an empanada and a...
A croqueta, you know.
Yeah, with a café con leche or jugo de guanábana. That's my breakfast.
Oh, God, dude. Stop. You're making me hungry.
That's so good. People that don't live here don't understand. Like, when you leave Miami, you don't have the little window. Like, life's different.
There's no little window. And it's in every shopping center because it's in every freaking shopping center.
No, it was funny because I was driving the other day and I really wanted café con leche. And I'm like, I can probably find a window if I look hard enough.
Just make a right-hand turn into any shopping center with a Publix at least, and you're there.
Dude, there's somebody has
or
a window.
Or Sedano's.
Yeah.
Sedano. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Navarro.
Same thing. Navarro, Sedano, same for you.
Navarro's next to any grocery store.
That's true.
All right, we're getting a little localized here.
This is a Heat podcast, man. Maybe Gerald Green should have gone to a window.
Huh? Oh, my God. If Gerald Green would have gone to a window, he would have felt much better.
That's all you got to do.
I'm not going to go crazy with an empanada guayaba.
Oh, like, my God, exactly. You know, I had a deli like yesterday the other day, and I guess I had one with guava in it, and it was a sweet surprise because I didn't know.
You know what? They have those, too.
Yeah, so I was so surprised. If Joe Green has one of these, maybe he doesn't have a breakdown in the middle of his lobby.
Yeah, they don't have that in Orlando.
Now, what a lot of people were talking about on Heat Reddit, too, on that thread, were that, like, I mean, what if it was something involving, like if he was on shrooms or something, or if he was on something like that? Because he was apparently freaking out, screaming at the top of his lungs.
But they didn't arrest him.
Nope.
They didn't arrest him. Apparently, but it apparently took a couple people to calm him down and like restrain him.
But I'm asking, like, isn't that grounds for arrest or at least throw you in jail? Not that they're gonna book you or keep you there for a long time.
From what it seems like, he got Baker acted.
Yeah, like that. It would appear that that's like what happened. And
if he's still there, then yeah, because I think they keep you 24 hours, right?
If it was shrooms, I don't think Chalmers would be allowed to go in the thing with him, right? In the ambulance with him?
That's a good
question. I'm not an expert when it comes to that.
I'm not either, but if it's something drug-related, I don't think that would have happened. It would have been more of a police thing rather than a hospital. And again, I don't know. Thank you, Brian. Research team. Well, we have a research staff.
Research staff is us.
It's just Brian. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, it just seems like a bizarro story?
I think we'll learn more in the next couple of days.
And the Heat are super mum about it. I haven't seen anything new come out since this afternoon.
Well, you got to realize the Heat
were super. They might as well have just posted like a get well card on Twitter. That's exactly what this is. <this time. laughs> We know exactly the same amount from them. Get well soon, Gerald.
That would have been so good if they just. This is our statement, and it's like
this is our Walmart
card.
Not one even the a ones Hallmark. That... It's a 99-cent CVS card with no writing on the inside.
Navarro card.
No.
There you go.
No, we're the ones that have the little stupid songs in it.
Oh man, no. Come on. They don't have that kind of time or money. They're paying so much luxury tax right now.
Yeah, SportsCenter is reporting admitted to the hospital on Wednesday for unknown reasons. He missed a team game on Tuesday with an illness.
Quote unquote.
Everybody's pretty much has no idea what's happening.
Well, you have to realize the Heat were super mum with Chris Bosh as well when that whole blood clot situation happened.
Oh, yeah.
Pulmonary embolism. So I say give it a few days. Obviously, right now, they're trying to figure out how to know more.
Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty sure by the time we wake up tomorrow, at least by lunchtime, we'll know what happened.
They're trying to figure out in the PR perspective right now. They don't know what to do. That seems
There's
like that's
be somebody
the
with a Snapchat of it or something, dude. Come on.
Why isn't
People
Chalmers
Snapchatting everything?
Why isn't Chalmers Snapchatting us?
I just can picture him taking like a quick selfie with Gerald Green on the stretcher in the back of the ambulance.
I have a question. That must be awkward because like there comes a point, like let's say Gerald Green's calm and Chalmers is sitting there and he can't really say anything. Does he awkwardly like check Twitter to pass the time?
Maybe I shouldn't tweet right now. You know, maybe I should.
We've all been there when we're uncomfortable and we just pull out our phone and we just go to Twitter and like awkwardly scroll through our timeline.
Oh, shit. Somebody wants me to get traded. Okay, cool. Look at his, that's his mentions right
Let's
there.
Talk about that because that must like not be fun.
Damn, what a segue. What a segue to that one. Chalmers checking his
I was
Twitter.
Bro, dude. I'm going to make it in this industry.
Listen, I'll miss him. I will miss Chalmers.
I want him to stay. I don't understand why there's this big outcry for him to leave. Like, I think he helps. He has really good days and really bad days. I think you're counting. I think people think Tyler Johnson's ready. Coaching staff clearly doesn't feel that way because he wasn't the one out there closing the game.
Ready is a big word to use. I mean, he's on his way because you do see improvement. And you do. I feel more comfortable with him like having the ball than I did last year.
No, I'm comfortable with him playing and handling the ball and doing stuff. And he's a better finisher. And it's so weird to me when he creates off the dribble. Like, I'm still uncomfortable by it. But I think he's good. And I just think Chalmers is a better shooter. And although he hasn't proved so in the last season and a half, season and four games, but.
Steven's still there.
The defense is there, but he's going to have days that he just. Chalmers things on defense. He's really good at creating turnovers like that, but he's always been good at that.
Remember that game he had 10 steals?
Huh?
Do you remember that game in his rookie season where he had like 10 steals?
Was it 10 or 9?
It was something like that.
I mean, he was really good his rookie season.
Either way.
I thought he was going to be better than Derrick Rose.
Oh, jeez.
That was naive. Good times. Naive.
Young and naive.
Yep.
A little homerism there, I think, but.
George, are you aware of my basketball theory on the 2009-2010 Miami Heat team?
Okay, what is it? I feel like it's going to be super outlandish.
I think that team could have gone to the Eastern Conference Finals.
What stopped them?
The very last day of the season, they played the New Jersey Nets and won in triple or double overtime.
I remember that game.
Yakobo Diawara banked a three out of the freaking corner. For them to win that game.
Yeah.
Had they lost that game, they would have played the Atlanta Hawks in the first round of the playoffs, who I believe Miami had beaten like 3-1 or 4-0 in the regular season. And then they would have gone to play the Orlando Magic, who also they had beaten 3-1 during the regular season. And they would have gone to the Eastern Conference Finals to face the Cavs. Atlanta's enough for you?
Which Orlando just took them. I mean,
well, because I remember that season they had owned Orlando. I think Orlando won one game in overtime that season, and I still remember it's because Michael Beasley didn't rotate on defense on a Jameer Nelson three.
Oh, jeez.
I was there. But I remember them playing very well against Orlando. I remember Dwayne would give Dwight a lot of problems because Dwight would be very careful not to foul him because this was when
Dwayne, that was height of Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, that was height. Dwayne Wade doing whatever he wanted every night.
His best year.
Fantastic time.
No, Brian, it wasn't the MV3 year. It was the year after. It was the Jermaine O'Neal was good.
Yeah.
And he.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a super relative term.
Jermaine O'Neal was good. Jermaine O'Neal was good. Do you remember like when Dwayne Wade like had a stretch that he went out, like J.O. was the go-to guy down the stretch?
That makes me so sad.
Oh my god, there was a point in the year that like they just had to go to J.O. because like Dwayne had like missed some games, and it's like, all right, it's you and Darrell Wright, man. Let's go.
Jermaine O'Neal on his tissue paper knees.
That was the year that Charles Barkley called the Heat a bunch of Tito's and Michael Jackson. You remember that?
No, I don't remember that, but that sounds like something Chuck would say.
That was really funny. And it was like, I remember that TNT had the graphic of like Dwayne as Michael Jackson in the background, Beasley and Chalmers clapping like while he's dancing. It was really funny.
Am I the only one?
Am
I the only one that's super happy that Michael Beasley's not on this basketball team anymore?
You're no fun. You're like Harrison. You guys hate
what?
Fun. No, I'm sorry.
No fun?
No, I was like, Harrison hates Westbrook. He's no fun.
Okay, no, I love Westbrook.
Jack is the one that hates Westbrook, and he's no fun as well.
I love Westbrook. I'm a humongous fan of Westbrook. I wish I could have shirts and wear them like Russell Westbrook. I wish I could pull that off.
If I was Pat Riley and I signed Kevin Durant, I'd try to trade him for Westbrook.
Oh my god.
No.
And I'd go, you can have Durant and Dragic. Give me Westbrook.
Oh god.
Take Wade too. Fuck it.
Dude, like when Westbrook's in YOLO mode, what's more fun in sports?
Damn. Okay. Do you know what just came on the TV? That ridiculous Rhett Westbrook commercial where he's like sliding across the world.
That's how he is. That's how he is when Durant's not there.
I love that commercial.
He's YOLO Westbrook. There's two Westbrooks. There's Westbrook and there's YOLO Westbrook. YOLO Westbrook.
Like every Westbrook is YOLO Westbrook.
He's like so YOLO.
I got an update, by the way, about the Baker Act situation.
Okay, yes, Brian. Update us.
So, I wish I had a breaking news sound. I don't have one on there.
We don't need one. It's okay.
But according to Florida Statute 394459, Florida Statute 394459.
You don't need to read the numbers.
Well, people might want to look it up.
Write it down.
Under patient rights and communication abuse reporting and visits, it guarantees people in mental health facilities, so Gerald Green, the right to communicate freely and privately with people, Mario Chalmers, outside the facility by phone, mail, or visitation. If communication is restricted, written notice must be provided. No restriction of calls to the abuse registry or to the person's attorney is permitted under any circumstance. So yeah, he can be communicated. So Mario Chalmers is there, whether behind a glass or he's writing notes underneath the door or something.
Behind the glass, that mental image just made me so happy for a second. I know it's a sad situation, but
what's wrong with you?
Mario Chalmers, hand on the glass, like sad, looking at Gerald Green.
Yeah, like putting his hand on the shield. Yeah, like touching hands.
Like they can't trade me now.
They need my 3-point shooting at 28%.
They need a backup 2 guard. Guess what I am?
Backup 2. Also, there's a section under confidentiality. And it basically assures that any person that is admitted into a Baker Act situation, clinical records must remain confidential and not disclosed to others without consent, except by court order or the person's attorney after a threat or harm to others. So it seems like we're probably not going to really find out what happened unless
he was a
unless
threat
someone
or
really
to
leaks
others.
It out.
Doesn't look like it.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like that's what happened.
I'm sure that
if he was, he would have been arrested, I think.
No, but the thing, the Heat would know, and then that information could get leaked. I guess I don't know the legality of that.
Well, then I'm telling you right now, if that happened, the Heat wouldn't be the ones that would leak it. It would be attorneys.
But his attorney would leak that?
And any court. No, any court of law. Yeah, it doesn't have to be his attorney. It could be the prosecution, like the state of Florida.
Okay.
So
I mean, it's not what we wanted to wake up to today. Definitely.
It was just so weird. It's like it happened and I was like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, but as a moment that's not gonna happen because he wasn't arrested, so
no, yeah, know. And it was funny because people were reporting him getting arrested, and that's literally the easy, like you and I can find out if he got arrested.
Yeah, you just Google that.
Yeah, like you can go to the city of Miami or Miami Dade County and you'll see
public
who's
records
been
request.
Arrested.
Mm-hmm. Huh? A public records request.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought that was kind of weird.
You should know that you're in the media. You can do it right now if you want.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I found out on Twitter this morning. I think it was Riz. retweeted something and then it got deleted. And then somebody asked what it was. And then he said, oh, that Daryl Green got arrested.
I find him annoying.
Riz.
Yes, him.
Really?
Yes.
I know he hated him on Heat Beat for a second.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Yeah.
You remember that?
That guy.
He's dead to us.
That was so organic. I didn't even remember he did that. I hate him again.
Hate him twice.
Screw that guy.
He's not even that good.
Real quick, though.
Yeah, we did. Owned him.
No, he's funny on Twitter.
I don't like him. We should link him to our new Heat Beat.
We interact sometimes. I interact with him.
I don't like Spoon. I think we talked about this last show.
Oh God, Spoon, Jesus.
Brian, do you like Spoon?
I'm indifferent.
Do you follow Spoon?
Yeah.
I have to follow Spoon.
I just like his rants on LeBron sometimes. It makes me chuckle.
Because he used to follow me, now he doesn't follow me, and then he blocked me. And I'm like, I'm not following you anymore.
He blocked you?
Yeah, because I dared said something bad about Pat Riley.
Well, I feel like I should go block.
Was
you
that
now,
during the Wade hole thing, the Wade fiasco?
Okay, perfect. I've been looking for Chalmers stats. His offensive rating is 105, and his defensive rating is 90.
It's plus.
That's really, really good. So when he plays, they have a defensive
rating.
Please
don't trade me.
No, I mean, I don't think he's been bad. Like, I think his individual stats aren't good, but, like, he's helping. Like,
I just don't trust him with the ball, man.
Do you want a really awesome stat right now?
He is 97 in pace, which is really good. Okay.
What's the awesome stat?
So the Chalmers, Tyler Johnson, Justice Winslow, Hassan Whiteside, and Wade lineup during that Rockets game. So in 7 minutes, they have an offensive net rating of 185.2.
I mean, it was a small snap.
I'm pretty sure that's not sustainable.
Their net rating was 144.9.
Jesus Christ. Like, but that
pace,
was
pace 94.91.
Like... Wow.
Well, the pace isn't that high.
I would expect the pace to be even lower because it's a team that's kind of like that slow.
True shooting 85.4.
The Heat want to play slow. Well, not that they want to, but they kind of are.
Certain lineups want to play slow. You don't want to play slow with every lineup you got out there, but with certain ones, especially the ones in which you got Whiteside and Bosch.
I would like to say that for all the people complaining about Wade and Goran, they have an offensive rating of 107 and 105 minutes played. So it's like,
oh, man, but I've seen some really bad Goran turnovers this year.
I mean, oh, okay. This is what I wanted to get to. The Hassan Whiteside and Justice Winslow tandem. 128 offensive rating, 89 defensive rating in 40 minutes.
This is probably your two best defenders in the court right there.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I think that they score a lot. And they defend well. And the Wade Hassan lineup allows 103 points of defense, allows 103 defense rating, but they have a 109 offensive rating in 102 minutes, which is probably a much better sample, almost more than two times more. And then the Hassan and Winslow thing. So,
I don't think I'm that crazy by saying that Winslow is one of the better defenders on this team already.
Oh yeah, of course. I think wouldn't you say he's the best?
I mean, Hassan Whiteside's probably a better defender.
Ah!
Just size, just by being humongous.
I think Winslow's the best.
I know, because Hassan does, like, stupid things.
Well, yeah.
Because sometimes Hassan...
But not just contest on defense, on offense, too.
Hassan will contest late sometimes to make it look like he's doing stuff, but he's not. But what
he
is doing...
He contested late and got a block last night that they called a goaltend that made me go absolutely crazy.
Poor shit. The Wade and Goran tandem has played the most minutes at 105. Followed by Wade and Hassan at 102. So, both positive.
Do you really want Wade being in the top 2 minutes? Like, duos? Is that what you really want?
And by the way, Goran and Hassan have played a lot, too, and they have a positive rating as well. 109 offensive, 107 defensive. The defensive isn't so good.
Yeah. So, what's your ideal Heat lineup still? Would you ever change the starting lineup right now? I mean, obviously not, but
no, I don't.
You think down the road it could happen?
I think it could. I think either Green or Winslow could start. I think Dang is playing really well. I think people really.
It's hard to bench Deng now.
Well, he's playing well. You don't.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. That's what I'm saying. It's hard to bench him now because he's playing well.
Everybody wanted him gone, and I'm out here saying we shouldn't get him gone because he's pretty good.
I mean, they wanted his money.
Well, that's not the thing.
Actually his money, but his cap space.
This fan base is so weird in that they're so okay with salary dumps. I've never seen that in sports. You hate the Marlins for doing that. Why is it okay for the Heat to do it? I guess because the Heat.
Riley.
I guess the Heat have a track record, but like clearly these moves would make the team worse when they're competing for a championship. And you're so okay with the salary dump. It's weird.
The Mario Chalmers trade, any trade involving Mario Chalmers for just cash and any future picks would just instantly make the team work.
Yeah, it would like, involve a third team.
People don't understand.
Grizzlies like, don't have cap space to take on Chalmers by himself and just get back a pick. You would have to even have a third team.
Even the Dolphins, who, I mean, football's a little different, but the Dolphins always try to spend money to get players. If the Dolphins had a salary dump, the fan base would go nuts.
Dolphins fans are crazy, though.
And the Heat do it, and it's like, yeah, get rid of him. Whatever you want, Mickey. What? Why?
I think it's just the team has a track record, and especially recently, of those dumps completely working out, opening up all that cap space, obviously, in 2010. I think when it works, when the team has consistently been able to make it work, then it's a little bit easier than when the Marlins dump people and finish with 100 losses in a season.
I have found something very cool about Luol Deng. it's his field goal percentage, or the frequency of his shot attempts, depending on the dribbles. So 67% when he doesn't take a dribble, 24% when he takes one, 5% when he takes two, 2.7% when he takes anything more. Like that was falling. Like just the more dribbles he takes, the less likely he's gonna take a shot.
You should write a story on it.
I thought that was
funny. You
want
to hear a better Luol Deng fact?
Okay, good. Go.
Luol Deng has a brother named Deng Deng.
No.
Where?
No.
Yep. Deng Deng.
Linker didn't happen.
Look up Luol Deng brother on Google. The first one that comes up is Luol Deng. Second one is Aju Deng, his other brother. And then Deng Deng.
Deng Deng.
Deng Deng played at Baylor basketball. Looks a whole lot like Luol Deng.
Don't I hate that.
This is friends or what, dude?
So yeah, I hate that. Luol Deng is 69% in the restricted area. He's finishing well.
You know who's not finishing as well this year is Goran.
Is it like that noticeable?
Yeah. I've noticed at least a couple of times that I can specifically remember where Goran has just missed shots that I've seen him make in the past. And not that they were easy shots, but
oh, he's kind of automatic from that small distance, but I don't know.
He's up there with LeBron James in terms of efficiency at the rack.
He's seen, don't say
or
that.
Or he has been.
It's the rack.
The rack. That's what us ballers
basket. When you said that, did you feel bad the second you said that?
No, I felt bad when you called me out. I felt fine when I said it, but when you called me out, that's when I felt bad about
the
it.
The orange cylinder.
He's 57% in the restricted area. You're right.
Man, what? Somebody just favorited one of my tweets from...
It's not called favoriting anymore.
Oh, sorry. Somebody just liked one of my tweets from October 5th.
Congratulations?
That's weird. I feel weird.
Why did you tell us that?
I just got a notification from it right now.
We're trying to do a show here, and you just completely derail us.
Hey, were we really on any sort of rail?
No, I mean, I was getting into the nitty gritty of Goran Dragic and his restricted area shooting. And
well, give it to us.
I already said it. I said it 57% in the restricted area.
That's pretty good.
That's not good.
Well, not this year.
Yeah.
But not for him, but
Luol Deng shooting over 60%. No, that's
what I've been saying.
That is below league average.
That is below league average.
That is below league average.
And he's been close to the top of the league.
So, no bueno.
Yeah, so I guess it is that noticeable.
He's only been assisted by 5 teammates.
Oh, God.
One of them being Hassan Whiteside.
Brian, yeah, that's what I was about to say. Is it Hassan Whiteside, one of them?
How many assists does he have already? Let's find out. This will be fun. Okay, let's play over-under. Let's find some totals. Okay, I'm going to put the over-under at 2.5. No, 3.5 assists. Over-under, Brian.
Let me get some game show
music. I think
music.
I know exactly
I'm gonna
how
get
many
some game
has.
Show music.
No, I don't.
I think I know exactly how many he has.
Well, you want to go over or under?
I'm going to go over.
You're going to go over?
Yeah.
Okay, Brian. Over, under, 3.5.
Over.
Under, he has 3.
Damn it.
He has 3. I thought he had 4 for some reason. I thought he had a multi-assist game
and
once.
You know what? This video of multi-assist game. He did. It was against Cleveland. 2 assists.
That's what I was saying. I swore he had 1 multi-assists. Just where he was dishing the ball. Steve Nash game, son.
Steve Nash game, 2 assists. That game was on my birthday and they lost. And then everybody kept asking me why I wasn't happy. And I'm like, gee, I wonder why.
It was Cleveland, right? It was your birthday on
Cleveland Day? Yeah. I'm trying to watch the game of peace at World of Beer and everybody's like, oh, let's take pictures. And I'm like, I don't want to.
I'm sad.
Watching the Heat be disappointing. Okay, let's see. I'm going to play by play this. So Hassan is on the right side. He's trying to get the ball. Goran's kind of stuck. Okay, Hassan got it in a panic. Did a Euro step move and gave it a Bosch. Nice job. That's pretty neat. Dude, you know what I'm talking about? He got the ball into like a panic and he did like a little Euro step and then almost fell over and gave it a Bosch who was standing right next to him. It's
kind of like a panic pass.
It was an accident.
It
was like a cool accident.
He's never gonna set you up purposely. Like he's never gonna like just lead you to the rack with a pass. You know, he's never gonna do that.
Do you remember those outlet passes he was throwing that were just terrible and kept getting picked up?
Everyone got so mad at him on Twitter.
Dude, I felt so bad for him.
It's like, I mean, that's what, if you want to get your pace up, which is something that they've wanted to do considering they're last in the league in pace, that's what you want. You want your center to get the ball and quickly outlet it, I mean, as far as he can without throwing it away. I guess he threw it away a couple times, but that was James Harden picking off that pass.
Well, I mean, he has to be a little more. He's not Kevin Love. He has to be a little more careful. This team, I don't know if it has a turnover problem, but that could be a trend looking forward. Like, and they don't even play that fast to warrant having that many turnovers.
Yeah, it's usually something that goes with moving the ball really quickly, but they don't move the ball a lot. The ball sticks a lot on this team.
I think that's something that'll be changed over time. Just a law of average. I feel like this team's still trying to gel, honestly. Do you guys notice that? Do you guys notice like there's certain things that the team does that you're like, you know what, a few months from now, that's not going to be an issue.
Yeah, especially when the talent's like that, when you know the talent's there.
They go through weird offensive droughts. And I think that's a lineup thing, and I also think that's a Dragic not playing well thing. And Bosch, by the way. Because sometimes they leave Bosch out there with the second unit, and he doesn't do anything, and that's bad.
Yeah, Bosch should be eating those minutes alive. Getting the meat of his points right there.
No, he should be. I like him facing up a lot, and I don't think he's doing that enough. He's most effective when he does. He's unguardable. Like
by big man when he faces up, absolutely.
In that mid post area, like he gets it and he faces, you're done. If he catches in the low post, he can post you up and take a fadeaway, or he can shoot over you or get a hook.
He's not gonna go through you.
Oh my god, it was so frustrating when he had Harden posted up and took a step back jumper.
I don't remember that, but that would have frustrated me.
Oh my god, I was so mad, and everybody on Twitter was like, what are you doing? Like, if
you're 8 feet taller than the guy.
Like, dude, Brian, you're so quiet.
Just waiting.
I feel like he's still looking up stuff.
Our research staff, Brian, okay. Yeah, do you want to do your segment?
Yes.
Okay, so for those of the audience that don't know, I may have already noticed, Brian gets boxed out a lot. Brian's not an aggressive personality, so as people speak, Brian doesn't want to interject and interrupt. So Brian oftentimes gets boxed out by my narcissism and whoever's co-hosting. So Brian has a minute, and it's time to shine to say whatever he'd like. We can't bother him.
And now it's time for Brian's time to shine.
I hate this image. It's so bad. You're so pleased with yourself. I hate this image.
Yeah, stop talking now. It's my time to shine, not your time to shine.
You stole the 60 minutes thing.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I can hear the clock. It's like the 60 minutes clock.
That's a regular clock. You can make that out of any single clock. Now let me talk. All right, so my little time to shine right now is just to reach out to anybody who's actually listening to this podcast right now. You're subscribing to the wrong podcast, because I know a lot of you have been mentioning to me. Look up the Heapy podcast, not Miami Heapy.
Well, how could they be listening if they're not subscribed?
I'm telling you right now, you're going to subscribe, because we're going to have a new link actually after this show is posted on MiamiHeapy.com. Underneath, it's going to say open in iTunes. That's what you want to subscribe to. So get your iTunes ready and subscribe with that little click and make us happy.
You wasted it for that?
Honestly, I didn't have anything planned. I didn't have anything planned.
You're the worst. You just use that as a public service announcement.
Also, we're accepting writers still.
We're going to have so many writers, we don't know what to do with everybody.
Lefty Leaf is writing for us now.
Oh, look at that.
If we got Spoon to write, he would just write about how his dad used to just hit him with machetes all day.
What the fuck?
That's me.
Have you not noticed what this guy tweets about, dude?
I stopped following him because he would just say the dumbest.
Oh my god, man.
And he tweeted about working out in the morning. I'm like, dude, I don't care. He did that today. He tweeted like him working out in the morning. I'm like, dude, nobody cares.
And he talks about how every time he goes to play ball, and like, he's like, yeah, I love running with people who know the game. And I'm like, oh man.
I hate when he says that. You don't know the game. You just look at box scores. I was like, yeah, I care about offensive efficiency. Fucking sue me.
Quarterback wins.
Oh, he hates that. He's not wrong, but he's not absolutely right. He's like, that quarterback doesn't matter. I'm like,
eh. Yeah, I mean, you can't have either extreme. Either extreme is gonna lead to something bad. But I mean, quarterback does matter, but maybe not as much as SportsCenter would like to. Quarterback matters a little bit less than SportsCenter likes to give him credit. You
yeah,
know?
I agree with that, but like, dude, he's just like, it's just hard. Culture change.
It's just easy to market a quarterback. I mean, in a sport where the people aren't really wearing, you can't really see people's faces.
George,
it's easy to market the one guy.
Was it you that tweeted when the Heat were down, like to the Rockets, and you said, "I think this team needs some Oklahoma drills"?
Yeah, that was definitely me.
I laughed so hard at that.
Because I'm just picturing them do it on the hardwood. And Birdman just not doing it at all.
Oh,
just
no,
watching in the corner saying, I am not doing that shit.
Do you think Dwayne is doing that?
Dwayne is doing it, but because Dan Campbell would be scared of Birdman, which is probably the only person Dan Campbell would be scared of.
I would not want to do Oklahoma. What is an Oklahoma drill that I don't even know?
I think they're when just those one-on-one drills where it's just like you run at the other person as hard as you possibly can. I never played football like past like flag football in middle school. So.
Oh, dude, I got hit with on the beacon on a Radiate on the FIU radio station with my co-host, and he's like, "You've never played, you don't know Oklahoma drills," and I'm like, "I hate the guy that says you've never played." I was like, "Screw
yeah, oh my god." I've watched my entire freaking life, but you
that's
know.
Spoon. That's Spoon, but he's never played either.
But that's fine if you've watched. I mean, if you've dissected the game, then there's you don't have to. I guess being field level maybe gives you a different angle of it, but you're still watching the same thing that's going on.
I hate that guy. That's like it feeds into like if a pro athlete says something stupid about the sport. And I'm like, don't listen to that guy just because he played. And like, they just feed into the mythology sometimes, you know?
Okay.
They believe. What?
Cavs are wearing their sleeve jerseys, and I'm. Yes. Oh god. The big giant C on the front.
They redesigned everything, haven't they? Their jerseys, haven't they?
Can we talk for a second about how they put the Cleveland skyline on the court? Like, that's like two buildings and a CVS.
Don't be mean. You know how I feel that way about Jacksonville?
Oh, yeah. Well,
like Jacksonville, you have three buildings. Like, get out of here. Like, Jacksonville is the worst place I've ever been to in my life.
The coolest thing in Jacksonville is the Jaguar Stadium and the freaking Jaguars players. How good can it be?
They have such a nice media room, and that's like such a humble brag, but such, such cozy leather chairs.
Did they have that new chair smell?
And yes, they did.
I imagined it.
I talked to Jurgen Klinsmann in there.
Really?
Yes, he's fantastic.
Soon to be ex head coach.
I like him. I'm all about Jurgen. I don't think
because who's next? Maradona? Are you serious?
Bring okay. Crazy theory. So, give me 1 second of soccer. Abby Wambach, next U.S. head coach, leads the U.S. to their first World Cup ever on American soil in 2022.
Trump, yeah, Trump. I'm super down with that. Abby Wambach.
How great would that be?
That would make my whole life. I love that lady.
Best.
I love that lady.
Ryan's staring at us with a blank expression. She's retiring, Brian. That's an American hero.
You know what? You know what? My girlfriend and I have decided to name our child.
Abby?
When eventually? No. Landon.
Oh, swear that's a great name.
Swear to God.
I'm deciding between Kamiko and Nagisa.
All right. Well,
both Japanese names.
No way. Really?
My family's really mad at me. I'm like, it's going to be a Japanese. Like, if it's a girl, I'm naming it, and it's either Kamiko or Nagisa. It used to be Kagome because I love that name, but I've decided no.
At least Kamiko, you could say, like, Kimmy, you know.
Yeah. Kamiko means eternally beautiful child. Nagisa means tides.
Nagisa sounds like something like you get at the buffet, you know.
Fuck you. If you've seen... Brian, you've been so out of it, dude.
Like, it comes with an egg roll.
Go to hell. Why are there no Japanese basketball players? I don't know any NBA players that are Japanese.
I have nothing to contribute to your anime talk, so that's why.
I'm not talking about anime.
Yeah, it seems like it's Japanese. I hear Japanese. It's all Korean to me.
Huh?
I heard Japanese, so it's all Korean to me.
Wow, that's racist.
Oh, my God.
You know what's funny? My sister is, like, one of the most politically correct people in the world. Like, she never tries to offend anybody. And she says, did you know that refs love metal music? And I just stared at her like, Giovanna, why are you calling them refs? And she's like, oh, yeah, you're right. That's pretty bad, huh? She's like,
I didn't think even Cubans called them that.
She's like, what? I was like, Joanna, that's awful. She's like, what should I call them? And I'm like, people?
Human beings?
She's like,
what they are?
Latin American immigrants? And I was like, 2 miles.
Oh, Porzingis turnaround jump shot right over Kevin Love.
Do you like Porzingis? Let's end. Okay, let's end the show on our opinions on Porzingis. As a...
I didn't, but from what I've seen this season, I'm starting to change.
Was Riley's xenophobia justified by not wanting him?
He's really skinny, man. He's really skinny.
He's so skinny.
And I feel like I'm an authority on tall, skinny guys because I am one. So, yeah, he's really skinny. And if he doesn't bulk up, he's going to have a hard time.
Brian?
I haven't watched a single minute of Kristaps Porzingis.
Wow, you're the worst.
Only thing I know is Tingus Pingus.
You're so on.
Tingus Pingus.
George and I are out here being informed. Don't you play fantasy, Brian? Shouldn't you be knowing what's happening?
Nah, I stopped fantasy last year.
Oh, George,
I ended
fantasy.
On a high note. I beat Tim
Reynolds.
I try
and play FanDuel sometimes. I do daily fantasy sometimes.
That looks like fun. I always want to try.
Good luck.
It's fun when you're ahead and you're winning, and then when you're losing, you just get really pissed off. Like, how the hell did this guy know that McCollum was going to have 45 fantasy points
me!
Tonight? What the hell?
Insider trading.
Me. I called McCollum, and I'm bragging about myself, and I don't care. I drafted CJ McCollum, and everybody was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, you wait and see. Now I'm a genius.
And now he's just going off and getting low points.
I'm balling, and I pick CJ McCollum with like the third to last pick. My last three picks were CJ McCollum, Tyson Chandler, and Tony Allen. I'm out like a fucking bandit.
Are you like in a two-person league?
No. Tyson Chandler felt really bad.
He can still get you rebounds.
Dude, he got me 17 and 11 the other day. And
nice.
A block.
Pretty solid.
And two steals. I'm like, baller.
But yeah, I mean, Porzingis has been playing well. And in this game... Already, I think he's got like 4 points.
I got Wade in the sixth round. What's up?
Wade in the sixth round?
Nobody wanted him.
Them knees, dude.
Nobody wanted him. I said I wasn't going to take him. And I just looked at my friend right after I had drafted Gallinari. And I'm like, I'm going to do it.
He's I'm
like,
obviously going to take him.
I was like, I'm going to do it. And he's like, do what? And he's like, you fucking bitch.
Kyle Lowry?
I had Kyle Lowry every year. Kyle Lowry. And I have Hustle Westbrook because it's so much more fun to be invested in him.
Because he's either going to give you 50 points or shoot 1 of 1,000.
I don't care. He'll put up numbers.
High risk, high reward.
You know, I've had Chalmers' basketball reference page open, and I always forget that he had played a whole season, like 82 games without missing any. He's been a really healthy guy. He's played...
Oh, my God.
What?
something just came across my my Twitter line. Fat Antoine Walker is a thing.
Fat Antoine Walker was always a thing.
No. Fat.
How fat Antoine Walker. How fat are we talking?
Harrison just retweeted it. Okay. So if you look at it right now, you're going to see it. It is fat Antoine Walker. Okay. It is not slightly out of shape Antoine Walker.
We will end the show with my reaction on fat Antoine Walker.
Dude.
This is legendary. It has the moment to be legendary right now.
Where is it?
Keep your eyes and ears tuned.
Oh, wait.
It was about 11 minutes ago.
I clicked the wrong person. Holy shit, he's so fat!
He's humongous.